560. The Answer.
AM 560, The Answer. Back with you. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm excited. Here's why I'm excited, because for the next hour, I have a good buddy in the studio with me. He's Stephen Tucker, and he's been on the show before. He's phoned in a couple times. We've talked to him. Every time we talk about Obamacare, I need to talk to Steve Tucker, because I've said this, and you know me, I never exaggerate. I firmly believe that Steve Tucker knows more about Obamacare than anybody on the planet, certainly anybody I've ever met. Steve Tucker is going to be live with us in studio all hour from 7 to 8. Now, he's with us to impart a lot of his Obamacare wisdom and acumen on us, but he's also going to be with us for the next hour, Steve Tucker is, to answer your questions. I don't know about you, but my head's been spinning the last few weeks when it comes to my insurance plan. Am I covered? Am I not covered? What can I do? We've got millions of Americans out there confused. We've got Steve Tucker in studio, and we're going to start to do this on a regular basis to help each of you individually figure out your own issues, plans, and problems. So 312-642-5600. If you've lost your plan and you need help, you need guidance, call in. If you've got an Obamacare, a personal individual Obamacare story to tell and you need advice from Steve Tucker, call in. He's going to be with us all hour. Steve Tucker, I'm going to throw a few websites at you throughout the hour. He's got the definitive site on Obamacare. It's called truthaboutobamacare.com. truthaboutobamacare.com. You should be on that site every single day. Those of you out in the business world or individuals, and you've got specific business questions, professional questions on Obamacare, go to his business site, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. I'm going to say that again, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. 312-642-5600. You lost your plan, you're confused, you don't know what's going on, call in. Steve Tucker is here to answer your specific question. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be back.
Good to have you in the studio.
Absolutely.
I want to start our conversation with a story that I didn't pay enough attention to. It involves this cancer patient, Bill Elliott, and how you intervened. Take a couple minutes and explain to our listeners, because everybody listening right now, what Steve's about to describe to you about a cancer patient who he intervened with to help keep his insurance, these are the kinds of things Tuck can help everybody with. 312-642-5600 if you want to talk to Steve Tucker. Tell us about Bill Elliott.
Okay, so a little bit over 2 weeks ago, Bill was on the Megyn Kelly Show, which is my favorite news show on the Fox News Channel, and he was interviewed there, and he had received a letter from his insurance company. He lives in South Carolina, and they said that we are going to be terminating your health insurance plan, and we're offering you a replacement, which will increase your premium from $189 a month up to $1,500 a month, and his deductible from $1,500 up to $12,700.
Jeez!
Yeah. So this is his fourth battle with cancer, so it's very difficult for him just to struggle in this battle to stay alive. And now, thanks to the president's health care law, he's losing his plan. So my wife was sitting next to me on the couch, and she goes, "You're going to help him."
And you did.
And I did. I did exactly what the boss said. And so I contacted him via Facebook. He was kind enough to friend me. And I said, "Bill, I want you to know about Public Law 104-191, Section 2742, which we know more publicly as HIPAA law. And that law has a lot of protections in it. The most important protection is that an insurance company cannot drop your coverage when you're sick under any circumstances, unlike what President Obama has been lying to the American people for 4 years. You can drop your coverage. Why do you get sick? It's a lie. It's always been a lie. So I said, I want you to print this out. Go to truthaboutobamacare.com, print out the link. I want you to fax it to your insurance company. And he had a contact with Governor Nikki Haley. So he contacted Governor Nikki Haley's office. They contacted the insurance company, and he faxed it over. And Bill said, you know, this will take a couple of weeks before they resolve this. In under 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
His policy was restored. No premium increase, no deductible increase. So wow. I want every American, especially those who are sick, to know.
Yeah.
Go there, print it out, contact an attorney or the Department of Insurance, contact your insurance company. Just fax it over. They're violating federal protections.
Oh, Steve, that's awesome. I'm with Steve Tucker in studio, the man who knows more about Obamacare than anybody on the planet. His website, truthaboutobamacare.com. Give him a call, 312-642-5600. If you've got any particular issues you want to get Steve's thoughts and advice on when it comes to health care, hey, have you lost your plan? Did you get one of those cancellation notices? Congress, you know, passes something goofy. The House passes something goofy on Friday that might let you keep your plan for another year. Is your head spinning when it comes to your insurance? It ought to be. And Steve Tucker is here to help answer your questions. 312-642-5600. Steve, we're going to go to Randy in Countryside. Hey, Randy, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, Joe, love the show. You're wonderful. Steve, got a question for you. I'm one that had my insurance canceled by Blue Cross. Get an email saying that they're going to investigate and research what President Obama announced the other day. But I've been looking at options since I found that with the cancellation, my alternatives would result in worse coverage for more price, you know, exactly the opposite of President Obama. I've been hearing about these health-sharing organizations that technically, I guess, are not insurance. What do you know about them, and what can you tell me about the pros and cons?
Thanks, Randy.
Good question, Randy. Those are Christian ministry sharing services. I don't advise to pursue that option because it's basically sharing funds among Christians around a certain demographic. The problem there is that if you have a series of people have large claims, you could bankrupt that fund, which is why I don't recommend it. But I can tell you that they are completely and wholly exempt from the Obamacare regulations. So you're better off when you get a termination letter from Blue Cross or you've got one from Humana or Aetna here in Illinois because they've made the decision to go inside the exchange. They send you a replacement offer, but it does not include the subsidy that you may be eligible for to lower those premiums if your income levels are below the certain levels allowed in order to get those subsidies. So what you should do, first of all, is go to my website, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com, and then click on Insurance Exchange. And then you'll have the logos, Blue Cross, Humana, Aetna, etc. You can use my private links through Blue Cross to get a quote without putting in your mother's hat size, your Social Security number, and your bank account number. So get a quote. So to let you get a quote, they'll do what's called a soft subsidy. And then it will lower the premiums based on your income level. If you don't qualify for a subsidy, then you are far better off buying from two carriers in Illinois, United Healthcare and Assurant Health. They are the two carriers and the two biggest carriers as well, that have decided very early on in 2013 that they will not be offering plans inside the exchange. In other words, subsidized plans. They will be offering plans outside of the exchange. And those plans, if you get them this year in 2013, before 2014, they are a lot cheaper, and you will still be able to design your plan. The government will not design it for you, and then you won't receive a premium increase all the way until December 30th of 2014.
Hey, I'm with Steve Tucker in studio. I love listening to him talk about Obamacare. Hey, you've got a specific question about your insurance. Did you lose your plan? Do you not know if you lost your plan? Do you need some advice on various types of plans? Give us a call, 312-642-5600. We've got Steve Tucker in studio all hour. I'm very excited about this. To answer your thought, get your thoughts, answer your questions. Hey, if you've got your own personal, individual Obamacare story to tell that Steve Tucker can sort of give you some thoughts on, give us a call, 312-642-5600. Steve, when we come back, I want to ask you about this messy limbo area we're in as well. Okay, all these insurance companies, and you warned us about it months ago. We've got all these cancellation notices out there, and then Obama comes out with some sort of fix, and then the Republican House tries to pass their some sort of fix. I don't understand it. I want to get your thoughts on it. We'll be back in studio with Steve Tucker.
You're listening to The Joe Walsh Show on AM 560, The Answer.
Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer. Come on, it is the disaster. that we are all living through right now. It's called Obamacare. And until we get rid of it, and I mean get rid of it in full, Republicans, don't fix the damn thing. Let it die. You better know how to negotiate Obamacare. And we've got a guy in our studio right now, C. Stephen Tucker, who knows more about Obamacare than anybody living. 312-642-5600. Give us a call. Give Steve a call. If you have any Obamacare insurance-related question, you lost your plan, you don't know what's going on, you need advice, whatever you need, give us a call right now, 312-642-5600. We got the man in the studio, Steve Tucker, who can answer your question. Let's go out to Kevin in Plainfield. Hey, Kevin, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? You, by the way, Joe, awesome show always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, my man.
Hey, Steve, I got a question for you, man. I own a business and out in the western suburbs, and I have a group plan, and it's a 2 to 50 live employee group plan. Now, my question is this. It's not one of these plans that everybody talks about being a catastrophic plan. We pay $42,000 a year for the health care coverage for the two employees, myself and another employee, plus my family. So my question is this. I haven't gotten any kind of notice from Aetna about what they have chosen to do with this particular plan in Illinois for small business. And it may be that they just aren't required to notify me yet at this point. But it's a May 1, 2014 expiration. And I keep going online to look and see what Aetna is going to be doing in terms of the small business group products that they're going to be offering in Illinois. And then you just made a comment that two carriers in Illinois, and by the way, I own an insurance broker, so I've been following this very, very closely. There's two carriers in Illinois that you said are going to continue to offer things outside of the exchange, which I absolutely do not want to do unless we have no other choice to do, regardless of how much it's going to cost our business, because the business pays for it outright. So the question is, has Aetna made a decision not to offer small business group plans that you know of and only do it through the exchange?
Cool. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, when I'm referring to policies from Aetna, I'm referring to individual and family plans, not group. So your group plan is not going to change other than your premiums are going to go up because all of the quote-unquote essential health benefits, you know, like maternity for your 59-year-old wife, those things have already included way back in 2011. So you're not going to have any fundamental changes with group plans. Where you're going to see the biggest changes are in the individual market. So Aetna has made a decision to join the Obamacare exchange inside the state of Illinois. Other states, they have not. In fact, they pulled out of their own state in which they are domiciled. But in Illinois, they've made a decision to do so. Same thing with Humana, same thing with Blue Cross, same thing with Coventry, same thing with Land of Lincoln Health. Don't get me started on them. This is individual policies only. So you're not going to change. You want to keep your Aetna plan, go right ahead and keep it. Your group plan's not going to change.
Thank you, Kevin from Plainfield, my friend, and thanks for listening. Hey, I got Steve Tucker in studio. He knows more about Obamacare than anybody alive. 312-642-5600. If you've got any kind of question for Steve, your insurance coverage, you lost your plan, you want to know what's going on, give Steve a call. 312-642-5600. Let's go to Adam in his car. Hey, Adam, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, thanks very much, gentlemen. I'm a first-time caller, and
thank you.
I've got a question. What I don't understand is why insurance companies cancel people's policies in the first place, and why did all of a sudden, for those that got to quote keep their policies, did their costs go up 75% or 300%? I don't understand that.
Thanks, Adam.
Good question, Adam. Two-part answer. Number one, on September 23rd, 2010, the Obamacare medical loss ratios kicked in 6 months after the law was signed and passed into law on March 23rd, 2010. Two things happened that day. Medical loss ratios saying every insurance company that underwrites more than 50 people must reduce their operating margin down to 15%. If you underwrite less than 50 people, which is mostly the individual and family market, you got to drop your operating margin down to 15%. Not profit. What it costs to be an insurance company. Since then, we lost 13 health insurance companies. They're out. On that day, they also added on 65, quote-unquote, free preventative care tests. Nothing's free. So all of these tests, colorectal cancer screening, mammograms, 63 other ones, were piled on to every health insurance policy. Lifetime maximums were removed and made unlimited. All of these benefits, keeping your kids under your 26, it's what I call the failure to launch clause. All these things were added on 9/23/2010. The only protections for plans under Obamacare where you could actually keep your plan were plans that were purchased before the law was signed into law on March 23, 2010. They knew in June of 2010, this administration, that 69% of all individual health insurance plans and about 96 million group plans starting next year would be terminated in order to make them non-substandard. Well, that's another lie. Because he designed these plans on 9/23/2010, these are his plans with unlimited lifetime maximums, 65 quote-unquote free preventive care tests with no deductible or anything else out of pocket. All these things were added on. So he designed these, and now he's terminating them in order to quote-unquote, add on the 10 essential health benefits. Well, most of these plans already have 7, 8, 9 of these essential health benefits. This was a deliberate action.
Hey, we're coming back. We've got Steve Tucker in studio, 312-642-5600. Any individual questions you've got about your plans, your coverage, your insurance, or Obamacare in general, we're coming back.
Text Joe at 64636. Type in Joe, plus your comment or question.
Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer, back with you. You know what we're doing right now? We're providing a public service, and I'm having a lot of fun. I've got my good friend Stephen Tucker in the studio. Steve Tucker, hear me, knows more about Obamacare than anybody alive. 312-642-5600. We're living in confusing days, aren't we? Losing my plan, keeping my plan, premiums going up. I don't know this for that. We don't know which way we're going when it comes to Obamacare right now. Steve Tucker is in studio. We brought him in the studio to answer your questions. 312-642-5600. If you've got any sort of specific, personal, individual question, or you're just curious about anything when it comes to Obamacare and insurance, did you lose your plan? You need that? You need that addressed? Call Steve Tucker. Let's go to Ron in Lowell, Indiana. Hey, Ron, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
Hey, I got a question for Steve. How does this Obamacare affect the veterans if you just have the Veterans Administration for your health care? Is there any ramifications there?
Thanks, Ron, and thanks for your service.
No big changes in the law. I am worried about TRICARE recipients. They want to move them into the exchanges. There would be a massive premium increase for them. Hopefully that's not going to happen. But this is, again, the problem with this law. It lets them continue to write it and rewrite it without Congress's involvement. And that's one of my concerns. But you with the VA, you've got enough problems with that program. Obamacare is not going to make it worse.
Hey, Steve, we've gotten questions. I've gotten questions on my Twitter feed here about this Medicare tax, this 3.8% cap gains tax. What's the deal with this?
Right. People who are in the real estate market are very worried about it. They think they're going to be paying 3.8% on every sale of every home. It is only applied where the profit on the sale of the home is more than $500,000, more than $500,000. Correct.
And that's on any cap gain.
That's correct. Yeah.
312-642-5600. If you've got a question regarding Obamacare, your insurance, anything under the sun here with Steve Tucker, give us a call. Let's go to Sean in Elmwood Park. Hey, my friend, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much, Joe, for taking my call. So, Steve, if I do the math in my head right away and I make $500,000 on the sale of my house, that means I only owe $20,000 to just Obamacare. Not the stamps to sell my house or any of that, but that's not my question. My question is, I am very happy. I'm one of those old-fashioned capitalists who just want to pay for what I take. So I have a high deductible. Well, I received the notice in the mail that they're no longer going to offer that. And then the next day, El Doce demanded that the insurance company do offer that. So I'm not going to wait around to see what happens. So what is my alternative? How do I get involved in concierge medicine, or are there still going to be companies that offer a high deductible so I can self-insure for the first, say, $20,000 for a family of four?
Thank you, Sean.
Yes, You will not be able to get an HSA qualified plan in the exchanges, depending on where you live, because of that brilliant rule where catastrophic plans are only available for people who are under 30. Hello! But there will be carriers selling plans outside of the exchanges. So that's where you want to concentrate on the carriers in Illinois, if you're in Illinois. If you're in Indiana, most of the carriers are outside of the exchange because that state is much smarter and has chosen not to do a state-based exchange. But there will be carriers offering products outside of the exchanges. That's where you want to buy your HSA-qualified plans, not inside the exchanges.
Thanks, Sean. 312-642-5600. We've got Steve Tucker in studio. Let's go to Marcy in Logan Square. Hey, Marcy, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I am an insurance agent. I have two questions. Or I have one point and one question. I don't have a ton of health insurance. It's not the majority of what I do. But I have been unsuccessful with being able to register with the healthcare.gov website, even though I have done all the training and passed all the classes and I have my certificates. Are they trying to kick out the middleman here or what?
You mean to get registered and confirmed to sell inside the exchanges?
To be able to represent, yeah, my clients that want to go with an option in the exchange.
Okay, email me. I'll give you the back door to get in through CMS. Oh, was that fun, finding that number.
You're kidding me. Really, I can do that, huh?
Yes, you can.
Well, Steve, how can Marcy...
I have three tickets open.
Thank you, Marcy. How can Marcy email you?
Email me at steve@sbis for Small Business Insurance Services, and then add a V for Victor, a C for Cat, and an S for Sam.com. So it's steve@sbisvcs.com.
312-642-5600. Steve, so millions of Americans have gotten notices that their coverage has been canceled. Obama comes out last week and says, I got a fix. You can keep it for another year. And then Congress, the House, passes a bill that says you can keep it for another year. Where are we in that mess?
The difference is that Barack Obama just wants to get through the 2014 midterms. That's it. And then he's going to cancel all the plans. So he wants to put a temporary Band-Aid on.
Wait. Say that again.
Obama wants to
do what?
Through the 2014 midterm elections. He doesn't care what happens to these plans. He just wants to put a Band-Aid on so politically he can get through and help his fellow Democrats. What the Republicans propose, which I can't understand why they want to keep propping up this law, but they did, so that you could keep your old plan, buy the old plans. Barack Obama will...
For a year.
That's correct. Barack Obama will never, ever let that go through. He will veto it because that will be the last death nail in the Obamacare stinking rotten coffin.
Yeah.
Because that means that nobody's going to buy the new plans. The reason that they purposely terminated all of these individual health plans is to get all those people who are mostly healthy into the exchanges to subsidize the cost of all those other plans. It was a deliberate action. So Barack Obama will never let that Upton bill
go
through.
So does Obama's fix or the Upton bill really do anything to Obamacare?
The Upton bill will make it look better. You can buy the old plans.
For a year.
That's correct. And the Upton bill will be the death nail in Obamacare because nobody who has those plans this year will be buying the more expensive plans. They'll be able to buy from the old market for an entire year.
Yeah, but they
won't.
That's
the end.
Obama won't let it die.
Not a chance.
312-642-5600. You got a question about your insurance. You lost your plan. You got an interesting Obamacare story. And you want Steve Tucker's advice. Give him a call. 312-642-5600. Let's go to Darren in Crown Point, Indiana. Darren, my friend, you're on with Joe Walsh.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, man.
Good. God bless you for standing up for us when you, every time you can.
You got it, my friend.
Hey, I got a question for you, Steve, regarding our insurance plan at the job I have. It's work at a large steel mill in Indiana, and we're just kind of wondering how the Obamacare thing, you know, how all this is going to affect us. We have what I'm assuming what you would call a Cadillac plan. What are the chances, or is this something that we need to be worried about? What are the chances that we're going to see some changes? I know there's a lot of variables because it's a union shop. It's, you know, there's negotiated things there. What are the, you know, what are we looking at in the next couple of years?
Thank you, Darren.
Okay. You have a labor union plan, it sounds like, or a union plan. Yeah. And thanks to the special relationship with Barack Obama and the unions, you don't have to pay the Cadillac tax until 2018. unlike the rest of us who have Cadillac plans, we have to begin paying it in 2014. So you don't have to worry about the Cadillac tax at that point until 2018. What you need to worry about now, though, is the return of the excise tax. If the company you work for has more than 50 full-time employees, then Obamacare law mandates that they either provide a metal plan, which is an Obamacare-approved plan, or they pay a $2,000 excise tax for every employee. So what that's going to do is provide a massive impetus for employers all over this nation to push their employees off their plans, because a $2,000 excise tax is a lot less than the cost to continue to insure you. But because you're with a union, Barack Obama just, again, illegally, unilaterally, and unconstitutionally just granted the unions a special little taxpayer-funded bailout so that they don't have to deal with the excise or with the Cadillac tax like the rest of us.
Awesome. We're back with Steve Tucker.
Are you ready? Grow up. Be free. This is the Joe Walsh Show on AM 560. The Answer.
Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer, back with you, and I'm enjoying this. Gosh, I hope you are. I hope this is good radio, because I find it so dang informative. We're living with this Obamacare disaster right now, and every time I'm out talking to people, Steve, I just get the most confused and dazed looks on people's faces. 312-642-5600. We've got Stephen Tucker in studio. He knows more about Obamacare than anybody. You got a question about your insurance? You lost your plan? Something's happening to you with regard to Obamacare? Whatever it is, give us a call. He can answer your question. 312-642-5600. Let's go to Carol. Carol, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
I thank you so much for being on the air, and I love your program, and I listen to it every day coming home.
Thank you.
The only thing is today I missed the email address of your guest.
Oh, you need it, Carol. Here it is, Steve.
Hi, Carol. The email is steve@sbis, for Small Business Insurance Services, and then add a V for Victor, a C for Cat, and an S for Sam.com.
steve@sbis.com.
sbisvcs.com.
vcs.com. That's Steve's specific email. His Obamacare website is truthaboutobamacare.com. But contact him. He's here to help you with whatever you need. 312-642-5600. Let's go to another Joe. Joe and McKenna, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, Joe, thank you.
Thank you
so much. And Steve, you too. My son lives in Illinois, currently has health insurance through his wife's work. Can he buy a policy in Illinois from a private insurance company, not Obamacare?
Thanks, Joe.
Yes, he can. The two carriers to choose from are United Health One, which is the company that, under United Healthcare umbrella, that offers individual products, and the other is Assurant Health, formerly Time Insurance Company, formerly Fortis Insurance Company.
Hey, Steve, repeat those two names, the companies he can go to get an individual plan.
United Health One and Assurant Health. If you go to my website, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com, scroll down. They are the fourth and fifth logos you can buy right there.
And by the way, if you've got insurance questions, his professional website is smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. Joe and everybody else, you can get an answer to a lot of these questions if you go to his website, 312-642-5600. Let's go to Steve in Schaumburg. Steve, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for fighting a good fight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Steve.
How are you, Joe?
That's Steve. You got Steve from Schaumburg on.
Oh, that's Steve. Oh, hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Anyway, I work for a trucking company based out of Bloomington, Illinois. We've got 300 employees, non-union, and before the rollout, they sent out a memo to everyone letting us know that they could not give us any specifics about price increases, but that we should expect price increases due to taxes and fines. I was wondering if you had any idea of, you know, and maybe percentages or numbers, what we can expect to see.
Thanks, Steve.
What I've seen since the law passed on my group policyholders has been as high as 43%. But that was in the initial wave of mandates that these small groups and large groups had to assume in 2011 when they started piling on everything. Now you're going to see more of a moderation and a leveling off of those. What I'm mostly concerned about is this reinsurance, that it's a $63 fine for everybody who's insured at your company in order to give more money to the health insurance companies to help them, you know, overcome their losses due to Barack Obama's latest broken fix. So that's what I'm most worried about, because that's going to hit everybody. There's companies like United Airlines that's going to be hit and hammered by that extra $63 fine for every single employee.
Thanks for your question, Steve. 312-642-5600. Let's shoot out to Scott in Spring Grove. Hey, Scott, you're on with Joe Walsh and Steve Tucker.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Thanks.
Good.
Listen, I have a pre-existing condition, and I have a currently I have a supplemental policy. The cost of the exchanges is just ridiculous, and I'm considering going to a Christian health care plan. I realize that's not insurance, but I'm wondering if I can use that until I get sick, and then I can get on Obamacare.
Thanks, Scott.
That is the fundamental problem with Obamacare, Scott. Number one, there's going to be two periods next year where every American can get health insurance from any carrier, whether they're offering health insurance inside or outside of the exchanges. Those are called open enrollment periods. So the first period will be from 1/1/14 to 3/31/14, and then that window closes, and you cannot get guaranteed issue coverage again until October 15th, and on until December 7th of 2014. And then in 2015 and all subsequent years, providing this law is not repealed, the open enrollment periods annually will emulate Medicare open enrollment, which is from October 15th to December 7th for most years. So that's the problem, Scott, is that you can game the system. You can wait until you're sick and then jump on the plan. And that's the biggest problem with the law, is it emulates a lot of what was done in Massachusetts. At least, thank God, they didn't make it all year long like it was in Massachusetts. At least now it's once or twice a year.
Steve Tucker in studio.
Follow Joe on Twitter at Walsh Freedom.
Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer. Steve Tucker, this has been great. TruthAboutObamacare.com. Steve Tucker's been with us. Let's quickly go to Brian in Northfield. Brian, go.
Yeah, Steve, I've got a quick question for you. Will there be a larger than normal increase in Medicare premiums and supplements?
Got it. Thanks, Brian.
Supplements, thank God, are not being affected by this law yet. But Medicare Advantage is Part C. So those who have Medicare Advantage should be looking at supplements, especially for 2014, because they've cut $136 billion so far from Medicare Advantage, which is why UnitedHealthcare had to get rid of 15,000 of their physicians. And there'll be more cuts, billions more cuts in 2014. So if you got Part C, look for Part, Plan F or Plan G in a Medicare supplement.
Hey, Steve, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
This has been great. Steve Tucker knows more than anybody on the planet about Obamacare. We all got to get wise about Obamacare, and we can't fix this law. We need to get rid of it immediately. Time to grow up, America. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready?
Bold, brash, brutally honest. It's Joe Walsh on AM 560. The Answer.